money problems, I'm sorry. Hey. Ain't no money problems ever stop me. Never. I just treated praying like a hobby. And then I prospered at Godspeed and it got me.
Money, money, power, yeah. I need checks in every week.
Oh, yeah.
For a season, nigga, I need break.
Welcome back to another episode of Prosper to Godspeed. It is your host. I am your host, Godspeed. Thank y'all for all the support and listening, coming back, supporting your boy. All that means the world, honestly. People who listen, people who share my posts and everything, man. So big ups to y'all. As always, I'm going to start us off with a short prayer. Lord, thank you again for another day. You allow us to walk on this earth, Lord, and breathe, Lord, and bless those who are going through anything, any hardship, Lord. We pray that you will lift them up from their burdens, and they will cast their burdens onto you, Lord, and Lord, help them get through, Lord. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen. So glad to be back in the swing of things, kind of with the podcasting. So I'm slowly working myself back into my routine with the podcast and YouTube, because you know, this stuff is fun. You know, this stuff is really fun to me. I'm not getting paid, and I know one day I will be, but you know, regardless, the reason I know this is real is because this isn't a hobby. Of course, I would like for it to be one day a way to support my family, but you know, until then, I'm gonna still approach it like, you know, like I am getting paid for it. So it's just fun to do this stuff, man. It's just fun to do this. Sitting at the desk, the recording going with to keep, you know, just it's just good to be back. I had to pause for a second. But I was making a post on Facebook, and immediately I thought of my next topic for Prosper to Godspeed podcast. I was just tapping my little fingers away, just tapping, and you know, marketing one of my businesses, whatever. And I'm just like, you know, people want to know like how to live a happy life. You know what I'm saying? Like, people want to know how to live a happy life. So I just thought like it would be a great episode for me to come and share my thoughts on that. And that's what I'm going to do. So, you know, first and foremost, man, in this world, y'all, excuse me, my stomach is making some noises. If y'all hear some funny sounds, I had some cheese on my turkey. So, you know what I'm saying? You know how that be? But, you know, in this world we live in, everything is, you know, everything has been in motion for so long. And I might sound redundant if you're an avid listener and been listening to my podcast since I created it. But whatever have you, I just feel like this is so important, and this is one of the things that I want to build Prosper Godspeed on, is like doing what makes you happy in life. Obviously, don't go out there and be like, if you're happy robbing people and killing people, you need some help. Like, that ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about something that's beneficial to life, to people around you, to the environment, to people who know you, people who don't know you. That's what I'm talking about. So do what makes you happy, man. This world, actually, outside of like when you finish school, you really, in high school, middle school, you're kind of just living. You know, some people have it hard. Some teenagers have it hard. Some people have it kind of hard. Some people have it really good. I was like that kind of hard. In that kind of hard thing. But, you know, parents did what they did, and everything was gravy. So, some people aren't as fortunate, though. You know, some people aren't as fortunate. Some people lose parents in middle school, high school. But I say that to say, you know, growing up, you really don't pay attention to a lot that's going on in the world. Nowadays, the kids are more conscious of what's going on because of how crazy the world has been the last 2 years. So these kids are more conscious of those type of things. And you know, they're talking about it, speaking about it more, probably even speaking about it in school. So But once you get, I think like when you're getting ready to leave college, if you go to college, when you're getting ready to leave college, I feel like college just starts to, you know, towards the latter part when you're getting ready to graduate, college starts to make you like a robot. You know, all you think about is getting a job, finding somewhere to live, going somewhere where I want to live. Like my generation had one thing down packed already, is that they wanted to live where they wanted to live. Cool. They wanted to live where they wanted to. We wanted to live where we wanted to live. I've never been that person. I always felt like, you know, I can make, you know, Mississippi work for me. You know, I don't have a problem with Mississippi. I mean, I know it's in the South, and you know, a lot of things are still going on around here. But but you know, it's just one of those things that I've always been, you know, kind of. I didn't really pay too much attention to it. You know, maybe when I was little because everybody was saying it. Oh, I want to leave Mississippi. I want to get out of here. Blah, blah, blah. I was never that type of person. And, you know, and being where I'm going, where I'm trying to go in the fitness world and things like that. Mississippi doesn't have a big, you know, like fitness scene. And I wanted to, you know, when I make it, I want people to know, like, I'm Mississippi bred and fed. Like, I'm Mississippi to the core. I don't want to be like, oh, yeah, you know, if I have to move to, like, Houston or Atlanta or L.A., I don't want to be like, oh, L.A. this and that. No, no, son, 6-0, you know what I'm saying? So, that's just me. That's just me, but my generation had that down pat, moving. But one thing we didn't have down pat, which this generation coming up has, is that the generation coming up know, like, they have ways to make money doing stuff that is fun and then making it a legit career. Social media modeling, influencing, YouTube, podcasting. This generation coming up, or I would say Gen Z maybe, I don't know all the technical terms and generation that, but I know Generation Z and after Generation Z, like those two generations have a more entrepreneur mindset, and I'm a 92 baby, so like I'm right there at the cusp, which I think 94 or 95 I think starts with Gen Z, I'm not sure, but it's right there, so I have a lot of those aspects too. I think on that level too. But most of my peers, people my age, kind of don't. And so at the end of college, you just become a robot. You start thinking about all these type of things. Like, you don't even really need to be thinking about. You need to be just worrying about living your life, being happy. But the way the world is, you know, the way the world is, we can't help it. We're automatically on go mode, work mode. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, it has this place. People have their, you know, there's people that are made for that type of stuff. People who don't mind doing that type of stuff. You know, office work, whatever the case may be. But, excuse me, I feel like to live the life that's going to make you happy, you have to do what it is that makes your inner being glow, like happy. Like, you have to do that. Whatever that is, you have to do that. It is your duty to pursue that and fulfill it. Because if you don't, you're going to regret it down the road. Time is going to pass by. You're going to start having babies. You're going to have a family. And you ain't going to have that much time. You know, whatever the case. I'm a firm believer it's never too late. But sometimes it can be harder, you know, down the road. So I'm a firm believer in that. It's never too late. But to get the, you know, life ain't all about making a bunch of money. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. Money, you got to have money to do nice things. Hell, like, I'm 100% with y'all right there. But money isn't everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, doing what it is you love is everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know the saying is so cliche, but if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. And I just feel like that's 100% true. And I don't know, maybe the world don't want us to do that, because the world, you know, needs people in certain places all the time. And that, you know, I get that. You know, there are things set up, and they're always going to be set up. But for the most part, nobody, I feel real confident in seeing a lot of people, a lot of people who have, like, standard jobs aren't happy 100% with their job. Maybe they'll be like 50, 60%, 70%, but I feel like a lot of them aren't 100% happy. Maybe a few, you know, out of a, you know, maybe a few, a very small percent, not happy. Because a lot of the times you have to request time off, or you get docked for calling out or missing time. You have all these stipulations in play that you, when you need to be off, hell, you can't even get off. So, I know for me, I'm not, I don't see myself in that realm, because my next job for a few years is going to be the same way. But my first two jobs fell in that category. And like I said, it's nothing wrong, because I became a robot. It was like, okay, making money, pay bills. But no, man, that ain't how it's supposed to be. PTG, I don't want y'all settling for what the world tells you you have to have, or what your parents say you have to have. I ain't gonna cap. It's good to have a degree. I have two. I have two degrees, and in a lot of cases, that makes me, it makes me overqualified for some positions, or that puts me in the running for certain positions. You know what I'm saying? But they see that on my resume, they're like, okay, he's educated. You know, so it is a good thing to have a degree or two. It is a good thing, but if that's not what you want to do, go do what you want to do, man. And to my people who like building stuff, you know, or, you know, working on cars, man, if you like fixing cars, fix cars for a living. Do what makes you happy, because this world is going to go by. And, you know, at the young age of 28, I'm realizing more and more that you can't spend life just going through the motions. You have to live with purpose, with intention, with fire. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to develop the mindset to where everything I'm doing has a point. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong, man. Your boy love TV. Like, I love to watch movies, shows, and I love doing that with my wife. That's like one of my favorite things, to sit on the couch and just laugh, goof off, and watch one of our favorite shows. Ben, watch it if you may. It's nothing wrong with rewarding yourself. And my baby works hard, so she deserves, you know, that time. And a lot of times she's like, can you rub my feet? And I'm like, bro, I'm trying to chill, watch the movie with you, man. Rub my feet, you know what I'm saying? But I end up rubbing her feet anyway. But so I feel like I want more moments like that. You know what I'm saying? And going through the motions of life, I feel like I'm gonna end. If I continue to go that way, I feel like I'm gonna just let time pass me by, and I'm gonna look back, and I'm gonna be like, man, you could have tried harder. You could have did that. You could have did this. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be an almost guy. I want to do it, and I want y'all to do it. Whatever it is, go do it, man. Go do it. You want to live a happy life? Do what it is that makes you happy. If you love painting, art, PTG, I love art. Any form of it. Music, drawing, painting, poetry, video editing, all that type of stuff. Video, dancing. I love art. I love all forms of art. You know what I'm saying? The good art. Not the bad stuff. But I love art. I have a mind that likes to create and likes to imagine and visualize. I love art. And I remember when I was in college, I declared as undeclared, if that makes sense. Like, I went in not knowing what my major was. I was just like, I want to be undeclared until I figure out what I want to do. So the first thing I did, I was working towards software engineering. I'm a self-disclosure, a little story with y'all. You know, get up there to Mississippi State. All my life, my uncles, moms, you know, aunt, you know, they would ask me to fix things. Because I guess I, you know, naturally, it came easy. It was just like, oh, you know, do this, do that. You know, and a lot of times my mind, when I got to fixing, working on something, I couldn't stop until I fixed it. And that was a lot of the doing. It wasn't just knowing how to do it, but it was just like, I'm going to get this. I'm going to keep messing with this till I get it. And a lot of times I would end up fixing the TV if the cable got knocked out, fixing the VCR, putting together an entertainment stand. It's at a young age. And, you know, I always did that. And they would say, oh, you should be an engineer. I was like, man, what the plug is an engineer? At a young age, I'm thinking I'm going to be a wrestler and be a football player. You know what I'm saying? Be a hooper. That's what I was thinking. But they were like, you should be an engineer. So I get to college and I'm like, okay, I'm talking to my advisor. He's like, okay, so blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, I want to, you know, be a software engineer. I want to develop softwares. So I want to develop software. So he, even though I'm undeclared, he puts me on the track to take, you know, a lot of the prerequisites and stuff like that for the upper engineer classes. So I'm like, all right, cool. So I'm doing this. And then I try for the football team. And then I make the football team. And I'm like, oh my gosh, balancing football and engineering at a school like Mississippi State was hard. So my engineering grades were horrible. So I decided to walk off the football team after I had walked on. I walked off the football team and I was just like, you know, I got to do what's right. Got to do what's right. Mama and daddy paying all this money for me to be up here. I love football and maybe I would have went pro. I don't know. But I wasn't getting paid to play football, and I didn't want to risk getting kicked out of school because my GPA had went down because I had a few ifs during that time. So I was like, okay, I need to change my major. So I go to my advisor, I email my advisor, whatever. I'm just like, I want to change my major. And he's like, all right, what do you want to change it to? And I'm like, I really like art. Okay, so I'm in my head, I'm like, okay, I'm finna go do art. That's what I love. I like art. Drawing, painting, whatever the case may be. I like art. So I'm talking to people and I mean, you know, it ain't no money in art. You know, it ain't no money in art. And I'm sharing this story if you're a listener and you love art, you love painting, you got a freaking painting studio or drawing studio in your crib, you know what I'm saying, or the garage. If that's something you love to do, I'm sharing this story because I loved drawing. I loved art. And because people were saying, oh, you ain't gonna make no money doing it. I declared as an art major and I forgot what happened. Like I went to the art building on campus and something happened and I was just like, you know what? I ain't gonna make no money anyway. Cause I let people, you know, tell me that and I end up not doing it. And I end up just going the psychology route, which is something that I always been interested in too. It's helping people, you know, trying to understand them and their background, their upbringing, or whatever the case may be, to help them live a better life. So I ultimately declared for psychology. Loved it. Every class that I took was so interesting, except one class. It was sensation and perception. Did not understand why that was required as a psychology major, but I had to take it, and it was hard. I think it was my hardest psychology stats, something like that. Those were my two hardest classes as a psych major. Other than that, every class was super interesting, super fun. Learning about all these things and kind of like why people do what they do was super fun. And I even coined the term for myself. I didn't coin it because it had already been a thing since like 1970. But I started calling myself Young Jedi because of, I felt like I was getting like powers from understanding psychology. I felt like I was getting powers. So in doing psychology, a lot of people were saying you ain't gonna make no money with it. So in college, you learn how to do a lot of research. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna do some research. Research psychology, what they make with a bachelor's. And it was like me at 30 a year, somewhere around there. I'm like, okay, now I ain't just all in these careers like that, but I know that 30 ain't probably enough. So I said, you know what? Let me graduate. and then I'm going to go get my master's. So I'm thinking about what I'm going to get my master's in. So I'm like talking to them like psychology, and they're like, okay, so you if you do psychology route, you got to get a doctor because you ain't going to make no money with this degree at all. I'm like, man, what the pluck, you know? So I'm like, all right. But I really want to do counseling. That's what I said. I really want to do counseling. I really want to be a counselor. I want to counsel people. I want to help people. So end up talking. They was like, okay, so this is the way you need to go. I ended up graduating and went home for the summer. And I worked in I worked at Miss Kelly's in the warehouse, putting together orders and stuff like that for customers, and that's what I did for the summer. And I'm communicating with my department head, like, okay, yeah, I really want to do it, blah 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 blah. She telling me, you know, it's really hard and all this type of stuff, which it wasn't hard at all. Grad school was so fun, so it way easier than undergrad. Shout out to the girls. I was the only guy in my master's group because I ended up getting in and going for counseling with a concentration in school counseling. And every other student was a female. And we all got real close, and they're all doing really good things, and they're all really good people. And they really helped me a lot because as a man, we tend to kind of see things a little in a simple light, and because of them, I was able to understand things in a more complex way, which ends up helping me, which ended up helping me in the long run in that program. So I got my degree in counseling. Now, in pursuing my degree, I started working in the gym because I had been on my gym stuff for a minute, and I end up, you know, losing weight. I'm getting in shape. And all that type of stuff. So I like, man, you know, working in the gym would be a good job. Working in, you know, being a personal trainer, working in the front desk. So I'm like, all right, cool. So my first semester, I was still just a referee. That's the job I always held in college. Official flag football, basketball. That's what I had. So I ended up getting an interview at the end of the fall semester for personal trainer and desk person in the gym. So I'm like, cool. So I'm like, all right, blah, 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 blah. Go home for Christmas break. And I'm waiting to hear back. And they say, boom, we want to hire you. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh. Actually, I remember applying. And all this is, I'm going to tie all this together with pursuing what you want to do. I applied one time before. And the guy who was over it, Jason, Mr. Jason Townsend, real good dude. He was just like, man, we want your grades to be up. My GPA, I was still building my GPA back up. And he was like, you gotta blah, blah, blah. This was in undergrad. So I was like, okay, blah, 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 blah. Get to grad school, brand new GPA, all that type of stuff. And he's like, all right, cool. I end up getting a call. It's like, we want to hire you, blah, blah, blah. This is the day for training and all that. So I'm like, cool, yes. Personal trainer, baby, on my way. So I ended up working in the gym, becoming a personal trainer. Absolutely loved it. Worked my tail off. Had clients and made some good relationships with my clients. Had a great relationship with my clients. And I was always in the gym, man. People knew me on campus from the gym. Like, I was always there. And I felt like that was a good thing. I even my face on a magazine. We had a recreational thing. So from that point on, like when that happened, I knew that I was like, a part of me felt like, okay, a part of me is gravitating towards influencing. When I saw that, like, my face is on there, people coming to me asking me all type of questions. But I get the job, and one day I'm just sitting at the desk. It's a slow day. We did all our cleanings or whatever. I'm just sitting at the desk. And I'm just thinking to myself, hey, man, let me get on. I don't know what I end up getting on. But I end up getting on Instagram somehow at work. And I'm starting to come across this supplement company. And I'm reading what they're talking about. Da 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 da. I'm like, what? So I do more research. I'm doing more research when I go home. Research, research, research. And I found out that people get paid to be fitness, health influencers. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, this a real career? People making bag, like just posting pictures and helping people work out. And I was like, okay, so this is what I want to do. So I end up, I end up doing research and doing so much research and following so many fitness influencers. And I just like, man, I really want to do this, like personal training, fitness. And I was in the middle of training and all that type of stuff. Man, I really love being in the gym, hearing the weights, talking to people, joking with people, offering advice about health and stuff. And I was like, man, I really love this. And I was just like, but I already started grad school. Like, I'm literally in my second semester in my first year. Like, I can't quit now. So I was just like, all right, let me go ahead and finish this degree. But at the same time, I was just like, okay, I'm going to do that as a side thing. But I ended up realizing that's what I really wanted to do post-graduation, everything to now. I realized I want to be an influencer. I want to be a creator. I want to be somebody that helps people with life. I want to bring light, positivity to people's lives. People that know me, people that don't know me. You know, somebody that live in Japan, you know what I'm saying, come across my YouTube and just be like, man, this guy's amazing. And you know, follow along for the ride. And that's what I realized I wanted to do. Now, I went and got my degree because, again, I had started the program already, and I knew that having a degree couldn't hurt. And I do love counseling, and I do love mentoring. So I'll end up, you know, getting that degree with hopes of being a school counselor and helping kids, because I felt like my counselors, you know, let me down when I was growing up, because I don't remember either none of my counselors except for one in fifth grade, because they bought me a bike for winning a Spirit Award. That's the only counselor I remember. But other than that, is I don't remember any of my counselors, and I just wanted to be there for kids. But in doing so, it's just crazy how God works. Like, those counseling classes helped me develop more skills to be an even better influencer, helper in my craft. You know what I'm saying? So everything works out. You know what I'm saying? But all that to say, I part of me wishes I would have pursued that a little harder in the beginning when I came across it. Now, I don't know what y'all believe in, but I believe in God, and I believe, you know, God makes certain things happen a certain way, sends certain things in your vision, you come across certain things. Like, I came across that in that career path for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, that wasn't just a coincidence. That wasn't just something I was just like, oh, yeah, I want to do that. No, ever since then, I have been trying to get myself into that realm. I haven't been as consistent as I would like to be, but I've always been trying. And that's how I know. And even though I'm not where I want to be, the fact that I do this, and when I do it, I feel so happy. Like, I feel so happy. I feel peaceful. I'm like, I'm helping somebody. I'm having fun, like, editing, sitting here with this mic, turning it up, turning it down, using different softwares. I'm like, bro, this is what I like to do. You know, this is what I like to do. I would like to act too, you know, be in some movies, have some cool action shots like The Rock. But other than that, like, this is what I like to do. And I feel like, obviously, if you believe, you follow the Christian faith, you follow Christ, you know that you know, God is what you need to be, you know, on top of everything, to overcome anything. And I'm working on my relationship with with Christ, you know, making sure I'm not putting so much into worldly things, because, like, this stuff is going to pass. But, you know, I also feel like God gave me the vision and come across certain things, certain people, because, you know, that's one of my callings is on this earth. It's to be an influencer, to help people, you know, bring positivity to people, help them feel good. That's what I feel like one of my callings is. So, and I feel happy doing that. And PTG, y'all gotta find what that is for you. Like, it could be anything, bro. If you legit love making. If you legit love making, my bad, I'm looking at my phone, it's sidetracked. You love cutting grass. If you legit love cutting grass, then, I don't know what that noise is. But if you legit love cutting grass, go start you a business, cut grass, fix people's lawns up. I'm so country, man. I say words so wrong all the time. But go fix the lawns up. Like, get them in the game. You know what I'm saying? People who like cutting hair. Barber. What's the word? Cosmetology? Barbistry? I don't know. That is an art, okay? People cutting people's hair is an art. That takes tremendous skill. Like, anybody can get some clippers and line people up, but it won't look good. Man, these barbers who get paid handsomely to cut athletes' hair and stuff like that, rappers' hair, or just my barber, even my barber, man, that man tight to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's an art. And a lot of people feel like they, you know, like, a lot of people tell them, you need to get a real job. You know, you ain't gonna make no money cutting hair. You first of all, you gotta believe in what it is you want to do. I've had a hard time with that myself. You know, I'll be honest. Like, I had a hard time. Sometimes I have a hard time believing in what it is I want to do. Like, I know I want to create content. I want to be a influencer. And sometimes I have a hard time believing, like, okay, you're going to do this. But you can't think like that. Like, the universe responds to you. If you put the energy out there, you know, you're only, you know, making it longer and harder for yourself before you get to where it is you want to go. So we have to adopt the mindset, species. We have to adopt the mindset of, I will do this. I can do this. It will be done. You know what I'm saying? We have to adopt that mindset. But all that to say, like, chase your dream. Yeah, you can even, if you come across this, you can even go back and listen to one of my first few episodes where I talked about dreams. Chase your dream, like, chase it till you don't have anything left. And that's what I'm gonna do. Like, I made that decision a long time ago. Like, even though I've been inconsistent, but I've never stopped. I never stopped believing, like, this is going to happen or whatever the case may be. I still create content. I still, you know, research certain things. You know, I'm still going to be a counselor. Like, chase your dreams. You know what I'm saying? My wife and I were watching church one Sunday. We were watching Transformation Church, and Pastor Michael Todd say, you know, die empty. Die empty. And that kind of resonated. Like, my wife and I, we looked at each other and was like, you know, die empty. You know, like, pursue your interests. And when that time comes, you know, you can say, oh, shoot, man, I gave it everything I got. You know, I went after what I wanted to go after. Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. But when it did work, I made sure I gave even more. So, PTG, pursue your interests. Guys and girls, pursue it. Like, whatever it is, go do it. Go chase it. Don't listen to what the people say. You don't have to follow traditions. You don't have to do this and do that. That's a whole nother topic for another episode. Make sure I write that down. But all this stuff that our parents did and our parents' parents did, like, man, the world changed. It's changing. You know what I'm saying? So, in order to make it, we have to adapt, right? We have to adapt. Like, it's not the same as it was 40 years ago or 20 years ago. It's not the same. Things are a lot different. And we have to adapt to that and accept it. I think I do. For the most part, I think I do. I don't see myself fighting against a lot of things like gender roles and things like that. Like, hey, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, all this tradition and stuff that we've been taught as a kid, wife do this. Man, if your wife want to go get that bag, man, let your wife go get that bag, bro. Like, every once in a while, you wash the dishes, you sweep the floor, vacuum the floor, make the bed, do the laundry. Like, bro. And ladies, if you know, your husband want to take some time off from work, you know, let him take some time off from work. He say his mental ain't right. Let him get his mental right. Chastise him, man. Don't make him feel bad. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of things are changing. A lot of things are changing. Back then, a man couldn't do that and a woman couldn't do that. Get the bag. You ain't finna go get no bag. You're going to be at this house cooking, feeding these kids, watching these kids. I'm going to go get the bag. Things are different now. We have to adapt. And also, it's not the same when it comes to job stuff. Y'all, working in an office building in a building is not cool. I don't agree with that. For me. Now, if you cool with that, cool. But now I say this. If I work at a regular job, I need to have my weekends off. For sure. And I need to be home at a decent time so I can still do more stuff. Like pour into my influencer stuff. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of jobs don't care about that. A lot of jobs have you working in the evening. And people at the house, what they think. Let me not get off track. PTG, I'm getting off track. But I just wanted to share with y'all a way that y'all could prosper. And I feel like strongly, I really strongly feel like a way that you can prosper, PTG, is if y'all chase and pursue the things you want to do. Like, you don't have to wait till you blow up to do what it is you want to do. You want to start a podcast. You want to start a YouTube channel. You want to start posting. You want to start modeling. Bro, everybody that probably listens to this podcast got some type of Android, some type of iPhone, and they take amazing pictures. Find you somebody to take your pictures. Excuse me, God dog. Find somebody to take your pictures and post them joints. Post them joints, like, man, edit them up like you want to. Like, I feel like a way to get to where we want to be is to believe we already there. You know what I'm saying? And I think that takes having some imagination. Got to have some imagination to see that, to have that type of thought. Like, act as if you're already there. And that's something I struggle with. I used to be good at it, be honest. When I first got into my fitness influence, and I used to be, you know, I carried myself like I was already there, like I had a big following, which I did not. I only had a few people that knew who I was. Still do to this day, but I'm making podcasts like a million people gonna listen to this junk. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I'm moving, and that's how y'all should move. You know what I'm saying? You want to be a recording artist. You want to make music. Sis, bro, make your music, bro. Make your music. Find you a little account where you can distribute all your music to all the streaming platforms. One of my homies showed me that. He was like, yo, you can pay $20 for this a month. Whatever you post, it sends it everywhere. Spotify, Apple Music, everywhere. I'm like, yo, that's dope. And I was even, like I say, I like art. I like to create. And I even want to dabble into music. Like, I want to make some songs. You know what I'm saying? I can't sing, but I feel like if I put pen to the paper, and I might come up with a few bars. You know what I'm saying? Because I love music. I love music. It makes me feel good. I feel like it has a pathway. Like, the music, the waves, it does something to my spirit. You know, especially if I'm feeling down. Or if I need to get some emotions out, you know what I'm saying? Music is something about music, and them frequencies and waves that they have going with those beats, those drums, kits. It's something about it. Music, I love music. So when I, you know, get everything, you know, in order the way I want to get it in order, I even went on Amazon and I saw, and I'm saying this for anybody who wants to make music in order to start, they got like little kits on Amazon for like $200. It comes with a mic, comes with a software, and some headphones, I think, so you can listen. But them are the three things you need, and then like a little mic condenser box thing. I don't know what they call. I don't know anything about that yet, but I'm doing my research. I'm eventually going to get a kit like that. And I'm gonna start producing just some songs that's positive, makes people feel good. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like the Christian rap music. You know what I'm saying? A lot of that music is uplifting, and people talking about, you know, their struggles and addictions that they overcame, giving their life to God and stuff like that. I don't have a bunch of those stories, but I want to make music that people feel good listening to. People gonna rock with, you know what I'm saying? I don't anticipate it blowing up or nothing like that, but I wanna create. I like to create. I wanna find my ways to create. So if you somebody that wanna do that, you can go on Amazon and buy you a kit. Even if you wanna make a podcast, y'all. my mic that I got right here with the arm, it costs, I think, $50. I think this was a $50 little setup. I got my MacBook back in college, but it was a $50 mic and stand. So go out there and do things as if you're already there. You know what I'm saying? Act like you're already there. And then when you get there, act like you gotta already be acting like you're supposed to act, or whatever the case may be. And that's how it's supposed to be. You know, when I was playing sports, playing football, and we would win a game or something like that, and we get all excited, start acting crazy, coach will say, "Yeah, act like you've been here. Act like you've been here before." You know what I'm saying? And ever since then, it stuck with me, because I'm like, I don't want to be acting all crazy and new when something happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want people to see me as like even keel almost. Yeah, a lot of people probably would describe me as that. You know, I think my wife would, you know, kind of, she calls me a rock every once in a while, because I consider myself a composed person. You know, everybody gets rattled, but for the most part, I'm kind of composed and, you know, poker face or whatever. But yeah, so just go out there and do what it is you want to do. Spend time. I remember one of my coworkers, he said, you know, don't be a person that spends all this time working for somebody or a company, and when you go home, you don't work on it. You don't work for yourself, or something you want to do for yourself. And even though I've been inconsistent, that always stuck with me when I, you know, get off work or whatever the case may be. So shout out JJ, man. JJ told me that. He said, bro, don't work for a company or somebody and you don't make time to work on stuff for yourself. So that's something to take hold of too, PGG. Like, if you're spending 8 hours a day in, you know, an office or whatever the case may be, and you get home and you're tired, now find a way, make some type of schedule to where you're spending time a few hours out of the week working on what it is you want to work on. So I really hope y'all enjoyed this episode. It turned out to be, I feel like it's a really good, I really like this topic. You know what I'm saying? I like this topic, and that's how it is. Sometimes a lot of my ideas, my topics just come to me, you know, when I'm doing random stuff. Like one time I was lifting weights and I came up with a topic. I was like, yeah, that needs to be talked about. It needs to be spread, you know, I need to spread my knowledge about it, whatever the case may be. So I really like this topic, and I really hope y'all found some value into what I said and some of the things I suggested. Like, life is too short. Go be happy. Now, when I say go be happy, man, my bad. I was finna end it. But a lot of people take be happy, live carefree as being reckless. Don't be reckless, man. Don't be reckless, bro. That don't mean go cliff diving and bungee jumping. Live your life mean go live your life. Now, if you a thrill seeker, go ahead, knock yourself out. But live your life mean to don't stop, you know, try not to worry about what people say, what they might think. That's another topic right there. I'm one of those people. You know, I'm working on it. I'm a lot better than I used to be, but I'm one of those people, man. I'm one of those people to the core. So, y'all, you know, try not to worry about that stuff. Because what that does, you get in your own head and you start to doubt yourself. When you know you got that juice, you know you got that juice, PTG. Whatever it is you're doing, you know you got that juice. But you start overthinking it, and that makes you not, you know, produce or do what it is you want to do. So, as always, I hope y'all found so much value into this. I can't wait to get the YouTube back. Like I said, I'm taking my time, getting back into a groove, you know, trying to get my Instagram and some type of schedule, posting and whatnot, and get my podcast back on some type of schedule, posting and whatnot, recording, and then I'm going to get my YouTube back. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, glory be to God. You know, so y'all stay up, stay positive. I hope y'all found some value in it. If y'all did, man, feel free to let me know. Email me. Follow me on whatever social media. You can follow me on Instagram, Prosper to Godspeed. That's my new Instagram handle. YouTube, Prosper to Godspeed. Those are the at Facebook, Juwante Anthony, or JT Anthony. But you can follow me on those, and y'all just let me know. Just let me know what it is you want to hear me talk about. If you want me to talk about something, or if you just enjoy hearing my take on a lot of things, you know, just let your boy know. Just let your boy know. You know what I'm saying? So, as always, y'all be safe. Make sure y'all prosper. And I hope y'all prosper in everything y'all do. As always, Godspeed. Chuck!
You got money problems, I'm sorry. Hey. Ain't no money problems ever stop me. Never. I just treated praying like a hobby. And then I prospered at Godspeed and it got me. Money, power, yeah. I need checks in every week. Oh, yeah. Four season, nigga, I need.